Hello, everybody, and welcome to another 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes highlighting original research and activities on campus to celebrate our 100th birthday. Today in the studio, we have Dr. Anne Giangiulio from the Art Department. And Anne, welcome.
Thank you, Keith. It's great to be here.
So tell us, what passes in the way of research over there in the Art Department in your case?
Well, in my case, I teach graphic design and web design. So for artists, we do research by doing our art, okay, which sets us apart, I think, from the other professors in the university. And also to correct you, I'm not technically a doctor because the terminal degree in my field is the MFA because it's a practicing degree. It's not a theoretical type of field. So I'm a master of fine art.
You're a mistress of fine arts.
So, you know, what I do is I do a lot of work with Cinco Puntos Press in town. I design several books and book covers for them per year, probably anywhere from 3 to 6 different books a year. I also do some museum exhibit design. So currently my work is in the Centennial Museum with a Century of Transformations exhibit, which will be up until next January, celebrating the centennial of the university. I've also done exhibits for the History Museum downtown. And then a lot of different things. That's what I really like about my job. It's the variety. So the silk scarf that's on sale at the bookstore for the centennial, I designed that with my own watercolors. And they've since made it into note cards, the watercolor designs. Yeah. And it keeps me busy and it keeps me very interested because it's always different. And that's what I enjoy about it.
But the implication is then that for all these projects, all these activities, all these creative outlets that you have, you've got to do a fair amount of research in the sort of pedagogic sense. You've got to get in there, find out what the book is about.
Exactly.
You've got to read books.
Yeah. In the case of the book cover designs, I always read the book because, as I tell my students, research, research, research is the first step to any design project. It makes the design so much easier, obviously. It gives you the ideas. So why start guessing? Just, you know, full straight ahead, do the research, and you never know what's going to come to you.
Do you have prints of all of your book covers that people can buy? I mean, I know that one outlet, if people really like the design, you suddenly find it's a poster in somebody's office.
We could probably arrange something like that, but Cinco Puntos Press would probably love for me to say, just go buy their books if you like the designs.
What's right? Your next sort of project?
Well, I'm always doing something with Cinco Puntos. So my baby wants to talk. He's sitting right next to me.
I can hear.
So it's with an artist, a writer named Yumi, who's currently based in Massachusetts and Miami. She goes back and forth. And it's actually about Bhutan. She traveled there, and it's not even related to the university, but I think that's a cool coincidence.
Angie and Julio, it's a great pleasure to hear you and see what you do.
Thank you.
And it's a great career. You're not only doing stuff at the university, but you're bringing it to the city and the local people. You know, they go to the museum, they read the books. So this is a very interactive type of activity. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This has been 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.